Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the poorest cities in Massachusetts is actually adding jobs faster than the state average, yet the unemployment rate in Lawrence is still among the highest in the state. How can that be? WBUR's Asma Khalid explains as we continue our occasional series called Project Lawrence.
New Balance makes more than 2,800 pairs of shoes a day in this Lawrence factory. And a vast majority of the workers on the factory floor, stitching the leather or packaging the shoe boxes, are Latino. That's according to Marcela Armijo, an HR manager at the company.
The entry-level jobs that we have in the factory, the majority come from Lawrence. I would say about 95% of the manufacturing associates live in the city, live in Lawrence.
But upstairs, where the designers and engineers sit, you won't find many folks from Lawrence.
Like right now, we have a chemical engineer that's probably not going to come from the city of Lawrence. We have a director of domestic development. So things like that, very few.
Armijo's colleague, Rosa Lopez, chimes in.
The challenge in Lawrence is finding folks that have the education background to fill those roles.
But in Lawrence, we're not just talking about higher ed. A major setback is basic English ed. Here at New Balance, even the breaks on the floor are counted in Spanish. That language barrier is a career obstacle around the city. More than a third of the population is foreign-born, and all the ESL classes are at capacity. The city estimates there are about 1,200 spots, most either free or with a nominal fee. The mayor is trying to add more seats.
All right, how about number 14? This is called a scouring pad.
Here at the Lawrence Community Work Center, ESL classes are offered most evenings. Mylene Lara religiously attends.
Yo me levanto a las 6:30.
She's taking English courses at different places around town, adding up to nearly 9 hours a day. Lara was studying engineering back in the Dominican Republic. These days, she's planning on getting her nursing assistant certification, but she worries that she's going to end up becoming a healthcare aide for life, stuck in a blue-collar job. Lara wants to go back to school and finish her engineering degree. The current hiccup is English. The thing about Lawrence is that on paper, its economy doesn't make a lot of sense. Barry Bluestone is an economist at Northeastern who's dug into the city's numbers.
Well, Lawrence has actually been fairly successful relative to other working cities or gateway cities, these older industrial cities, in creating jobs.
Between 2001 and 2013, the number of jobs in Lawrence increased by 8%. To put that in perspective, they increased by less than 1% statewide.
So Lawrence, in a sense, was doing 8 times better than the state. The problem was is that as it was creating many of these jobs, many of them did not go to Lawrence residents.
Bluestone says the other strange thing he's noticing is that business is booming in Lawrence when you look at the sheer number of new establishments in town.
But we had about the same number of establishments created as we had jobs, about 700. So these are lots of new establishments, but they're not creating a lot of jobs.
He says in immigrant-heavy communities, he tends to see lots of tiny, tiny businesses.
In Lawrence, a large number of them are just private households. This is where somebody is working for one other person, either working in daycare or working to clean their homes or as a gardener.
But that unique labor force is also the city's strength, some say. A couple years ago, a local businessman, Desh Deshpande, started the Merrimack Valley Sandbox to capitalize on the immigrant entrepreneur potential in the region. David Parker heads up the organization. He acknowledges that many of the startups in Lawrence might not employ a lot of people. But
you got to do a million things at once to affect something as big as the unemployment rate.
The center has already helped nearly 200 entrepreneurs in Lawrence.
It's a numbers game, right? If we can get hundreds of startups happening in these communities, some of them are going to be extraordinarily successful. You know, just like, you know, 99 Degrees Custom.
So, for example, they're rock climbing jackets, so you can choose right or left pockets for the chest.
That's Brenna Schneider. She started 99 Degrees Custom in this old cotton mill in Lawrence. The company makes built-to-order apparel, aprons, sports bras, rock climbing jackets. Community leaders love to talk about 99 Degrees Custom as the prototypical Lawrence startup. Schneider created the company last year. Now she employs 10 people.
The model here is to employ workers in Lawrence and Lowell and train them in relevant skills and help them work up and out into higher paying advanced manufacturing careers.
At 99 Degrees Custom, no worker is paid less than $10 an hour. But still, Schneider says, apparel is not the type of job you can support a family on. So she wants to partner with the local community college to help her staff learn more high-tech manufacturing skills. Schneider is a graduate of the Sandbox Accelerator Program. The Sandbox essentially transplants the high-tech incubator model from Cambridge into Lawrence.
So here in Lawrence, we see, and in particular from the Latino community, many, many ideas for businesses that are using your hands or are meant to sell to other folks from Latino backgrounds.
That again is David Parker, the director of the Sandbox. The group holds pitch contests in English and Spanish. One of the judges here is Dinaris Mazara. She won $3,000 from the Sandbox herself earlier this year. A couple years ago, her husband was laid off. She was working at Walmart in neighboring Methuen.
But my paycheck wasn't enough to pay all my bills and all the needs of my family. And one day my mother came home and she told me, I have $35 in a food stamp card. You want to use it and buy some food? And I was like, Mom, but this is not enough.
So she went to the store, and instead of buying food, she bought ingredients to make cakes and flan and started selling the desserts.
And then end of the next week, I had in my hands more than $500.
She makes cakes for pretty much any occasion, birthdays, baby showers, and weddings. She says they're Dominican-style cakes, sort of like pound cake, but more moist.
And I fill it with pineapple, dulce de leche, strawberry.
Mazara eventually quit her job at Walmart. These days, she started her own company called Sweet Grace Heavenly Cakes. She employs one other woman and dreams of opening up her own storefront bakery in Lawrence. And that is what many people do. Broadway Street in Lawrence is a small business paradise, peppered with nail salons and barbershops. But Barry Bluestone, the economist from Northeastern we met earlier, he says those entrepreneurial ideas are just one piece of the economic puzzle. He says in order to really bring that stubbornly high unemployment number down, the city needs to invest hardcore in education and job training for new expanding fields like healthcare. About a third of the degrees the local community college gave out last year were in the health profession. Education might not add up to a lower unemployment rate immediately, but at least it'll help Lawrence residents compete for jobs that currently go to folks from out of town. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.